Good evening, afternoon, I should say. Thank you for coming. On behalf of John Elway, Coach Kubiak, and all the Denver Broncos, I would like to say that we're very happy and very excited to have Emmanuel Sanders sign his contract extension with us to be here for the next 3 years. Couldn't be more happier for Emmanuel. You know, since Emmanuel's been here, he's had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He has more 30-yard catches than any receiver in the NFL. And Emmanuel comes to work with a passion every day. The one thing I love about Emmanuel is he loves football. He's always talking football. He's always out there on the practice field, catching balls when he's not in there, running routes. He sits right by me in the team meeting room, always asking football questions, how to get better. So very happy for Emmanuel and his family to have this opportunity, and obviously very happy for us to be able to have him for the next 3 years. So without further ado, I introduce to you Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, I'm definitely excited and happy about the process that went down. Obviously, it was a three-month process of trying to get to the right number. But I tell you what, Mike Sullivan and John Elway did a great job, and my agent, they all worked together in terms of figuring out the right number. And I know you guys are asking a lot of questions of when we're going to sign this deal and when it was going to get done. And I kept telling you guys that we're working to get to that number. And thank God we got to that number right before the season started. And now I'm a Bronco for the next 3 years and have an opportunity to retire a Bronco. And I love this city of Denver. I've always said that I play with a passion. I love the fans. I love the atmosphere. And I think it showed last night. And being a Bronco, it's special. And I take pride in that. And for the next 3 years, I'm always going to go out and give it my all. And I look forward to hopefully bringing another championship to the city.
Questions for Emmanuel.
Did you were you surprised that the Broncos approached you about an extension, given that, and maybe you don't know the history, but we did, you know, like Eric Decker, they let go. What the thinking was, there's only so much money to get around. Demaryius already had his big chunk.
Yeah.
There might not be enough for you.
I really didn't think about it too much, honestly. I was just focused on football. I've always told myself that if I play with from my heart, that the rest of it would take care of itself. And so that's what I did, and that's what I do now. I still play from the heart, and the money will come as long as you're not playing for the money, because then, you know, it doesn't show up on tape. It shows up on tape exactly what you're playing for. So I really wasn't even focused on that. But when, you know, my agent reached out to me that the Broncos were interested in an extension, you know, I was excited about that. But I knew that, you know, they do have a receiver. Well, we do have a receiver in Demaryius Thomas, who's making almost 14, 15 a year. So I knew it was going to be tough. But, you know, they came with the right number, and it was a great number. And I'm excited to be here.
When Tavon Austin's deal, it looked like we thought something was going to get done, and then Tavon Austin signs. And nothing against Tavon, but statistically doesn't compare to you. Were you worried at that point, you know, maybe it isn't going to get done, and if it had gone into the season, would you have broken off talks and
Well, the Tavon deal definitely set the market. And, you know, when that deal came out, you know, obviously everybody, even you guys, were like, you know, he has to at least have a better number than that. And Elway understood that, you know, that Tavon did set the market, and he came correct with the proper number.
Last night, how do you guys do that in the fourth quarter so often?
Do what?
Come back like that.
Well, I think that we got a group of guys with a lot of heart, and we've been in a lot of close ball games, and throughout this whole process, even last year, we won so many ball games by three points or less. And I think that we know that regardless if we're losing or not, we have belief in ourselves that we can come back and win games, and we proved that last night.
Emmanuel, you said every year you bet on yourself. Does this validate you won the bet?
I guess so. I guess so. My bank account says it.
Step on cars. I mean,
I'm done with cars, man. I'm about to probably go buy a unicorn or something. I don't know.
Last season, your season ended playing the team with the best record in the NFL. You started with
a very similar roster-wise team last night and came out with a win. How big of a boost is that to begin your season playing a team that good?
That was big. You know, I said it with my radio show with KOA that we turned the football over two or three times last night. The defense allowed them to go 60% on third down, and we still were able to come out and win that ball game. And I think that shows how strong this team can be if we can eliminate those mistakes and facing a great team, a team that lost one game last year besides the Super Bowl to us. You know, to go out and do that and still win a ball game like that with a team like that, you know, it just shows that this team has a lot of depth and a big opportunity of, you know, going out and making the playoffs and getting into the tournament, hopefully making a run and winning another championship if we can stay healthy.
Between you and Demaryius, this team made a big time investment in water search. What can you guys do to help the young quarterbacks develop? It's like you can be their best friends.
Just get as open as you can and catch every single pass and allow him to build confidence in us, and knowing that even if he throw it up, that we can go up and get the deep ball, or if he throw it up and it's a bad ball, we'll bat it down. And I think, you know, it's just about building him up, and that's what we're trying to do. And I think last night was a step in his confidence procedure of, you know, going out and winning a ball game and still making mistakes and knowing that we were driving the ball down the field and putting up points. And I think that this offense has an opportunity to be special and be very unique.
What was it like to share that contract signing moment with your dad and your son?
It was cool. It was very cool. You know, speaking with my agent, I told him, you know, this contract allows ability for me to really go in and take care of my family, and my kids will be able to live off this money. And, you know, I remember last night I was talking a lot, you know, prior to the game, and, you know, I was just appreciating the moment of, man, this game of football has taken me a long way. I mean, from the route to Belleville, Texas, population 6,000, to, you know, Europe of playing football and being able to see and stand next to guys like Peyton Manning and Tyke Tolbert and you know, and it's definitely been a great ride, and to top it off with a big time contract, that's what guys want. And you know, I just feel very blessed, and you know, I thank God, you know, for the opportunity.
Considered going into the marketing manual, not necessarily for more money, but a system that, because like when you first got here, this was receivers heaven, remember? And then the offense has kind of changed to where it's more balanced now. Did you consider, you know, maybe weighing some teams that chuck it around a little more?
You know, I wanted to be here, and I kept saying that, and we just got to find the right number. You know, yeah, I could have possibly hit the market and went to another team that's past happy, but you know, I'm all about winning championships, you know, and I think that we got the formula. I think that we got a nucleus of guys here, and Elway could contest this, that if we can keep these guys around, I think that we'll have an opportunity every single year to make that run and win a championship, and that's what it's about. You know, obviously, yeah, I could have went to the open market and I could have made more money, but, you know, to be a play alongside Akeem and Chris Harris, guys got to take, they call it the hometown discount, but at the end of the day, we're all rocking hardware on our fingers right now. We're chasing, trying to get two and maybe three and four. So that's what it's about.
When you first came to Denver, how good did you dream it could be? And has it been as good as you dreamed, better than you dreamed?
Oh, it's been more than I can imagine. I remember playing for the Steelers and walking in the Foot Locker and being like, man, I'm tired of seeing or not seeing my jersey up there. The moment I come out here and I go for 1,400 yards and I see fans with my jersey on, it just shows me that all my hard work had paid off. Everything that I went through in Pittsburgh of breaking both of my feet and going through the surgery and everything, and then coming out here in this city just embracing me with so much love. You know, I don't take that for granted. And I understand, and that's why I say it all the time. I love the city of Denver. It's been very good to me and my family, and I'm always going to put my heart on the line for the city.
You talked about the offense, and it's kind of shifting to a more balanced offense. How impressed were you with CJ last night and the line running the ball away?
I knew CJ was going to be special. CJ is a special back. I know CJ is special because he's smart. He's one of the smartest guys I've been around in terms of just football knowledge. And he came out and proved it. You know, I said it before, if CJ stay healthy, man, he's going to have a big year, a Pro Bowl type year. And he proved it last night. And obviously, offensively, if we can continuously run the football how we ran it last night, you know, Kubiak said it, this offensive line has that opportunity to not be good, but it has an opportunity to be special. And that's what it's about. So if CJ's running the ball and me and Demarius and Verge and Cody and the whole wide receiver core can just make our plays, I think that this offense has an opportunity to be really good.
Anything else for Manuel?
Do you ever wonder what happened with the Patriots
It's 2016, man. I play for the Denver Broncos.